This is Kelly Henderson, and you are listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. This week on the podcast, my guest is Laura Lemon, who is the owner and founder of Lemon Lane, one of Nashville's coolest destinations for natural skincare. The store features tons of natural beauty products, plus they have an oil bar that I should mention serves wine, all while they create a facial oil specific to your skin's exact needs. Laura is not only the owner, but she is also a veteran in the natural beauty world and had lots of insight into what products work and why, as well as some self-care tips for your beauty insides, including her mantra that helps her overcome self-doubt on the hard days. Here's Laura.
Oh, I had to do it with the, it was the Nashville like morning show.
Oh.
But it was only 15 seconds and they talked like the majority of the time, so it was fine. I way overthought
so
it.
So you thought you talked for 15 seconds or the segment was 15
the
seconds?
Segment. The segment was 15 seconds.
So you said two words.
Yeah, so it was perfect.
Love it. Yeah, well, this is not live TV, so mess ups are allowed. So I told you earlier, I did a podcast with Living Libations, which you sell at Lemon Lane, which is so exciting.
It has such a cult following. People love it.
I did not realize the oil business was such an up-and-coming thing right now, like the facial oils.
Yep, I know. And there's a lot of misinformation, too, unfortunately. It's just, I mean, people are selling it out of their house. You know, they're selling it in every added product out there, even your household cleaner. So you have to be really curious about where the sourcing comes from and who's behind it. And Living Libations is a perfect example of, like, you know that that's sourced really well.
Right.
And doing the work.
So explain Lemon Lane. I just had the coolest experience here. It's a natural beauty store. Is that what you would call it?
Yeah, that's how we describe it. Natural beauty and wellness store.
Okay.
Wellness is kind of the secret sauce. I feel like you can't have beauty without talking about how you're feeling, whether that's your hormones or your energy levels. So we have products that support that as well, alongside your skincare routine, whether that's face care products, hair care, body care, or makeup.
And then the oil bar, which is what I just did.
I know. It was so fun.
So it's basically, this is how I was describing it to a friend earlier. You have, what, five chairs? So this is the perfect idea for like a bachelorette party or a birthday party with your girlfriends.
Yeah.
But you come in, you guys gave me a card, and I filled out what my skin issues would be.
Right.
Like, I want to focus on blackheads, personally. So I checked that, and then you asked lifestyle questions, too, which goes to what you're saying about what you sell in your store.
Yeah, what we were finding is people really wanted a full consultation. And, you know, of course, we make you this amazing oil that you get to take home, but they had lots of other questions with their routine. So we really try to support that, too, and ask you, okay, what does your current routine look like? What do you love about it? What do you not like? Also, you know, how are you sleeping at night? You know, other things that are more wellness driven. So you leave with this 1 ounce bottle of custom blended oil and then also a profile, so to speak, of what other products would work well with your routine.
Right. That was what was so cool, is I was so excited about the oil and actually just getting to use that. And then she asked me, well, you said you have sleep issues, which I've talked about so much on this podcast, but I do. So she gave me a new product to try to help that, which is so exciting. Like, it's it was a full experience. Okay. So one of the things I think I talked about with Living Libations, which I also, we were just speaking about, is oil to your face. Immediately, my first reaction is I'm going to break out.
Right.
So
yeah,
talk about
that.
That's
what I grew up with too. That's what we were told. I don't know if it originated at the dermatology office. I'm not sure where that existed, but you know, the fact of the matter is when oils were first on the marketplace, a lot of them were petroleum based. So think of silicones, I'm sure, you know, petroleum jelly or different byproducts. And those sit on top of the skin and can really clog your pores and make the situations worse. It might, you know, feel like it's hydrating, but it's not actually penetrating and doing work there that your skin is really looking for.
Like, I'm immediately thinking of Vaseline when you say that.
Yeah.
If you put it on top of your skin. Oh, yeah.
Used every day, all day.
Yeah. She probably had no wrinkles, but
so, you know, now on the market, there's been tons of, you know, new formulations that have hit that are using more plant-based botanicals. So that can be anything from nuts and seeds or even flowers, stems, roots. And if you think about it, like any plant in the world, you could make an oil out of, which is remarkable. So there's just this bursting industry of these oils. And I find that your skin often knows what to do with something natural. So
what do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
I mean, this is me not being scientific and saying this.
Okay.
But I feel like because like jojoba oil, for instance, it actually mimics the pH balance of your skin. So when you apply it to your skin, you can immediately tell it just soaks right in.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost like assimilates to the skin layer versus a petroleum product that, again, just sits on top.
Okay. That is true, because she gave me the jojoba, which is spelled jojoba.
Jojoba.
And I put it on the back of my hand, and now I'm thinking about that, and it did absorb.
Yeah, it's not greasy.
And my skin is just soft.
Right.
So that's what an oil is supposed to feel like on your face.
That's what it's supposed to do. If it's not doing that, then you shouldn't be using that particular oil. Now, there are some like avocado oil or kokui nut oil. Those are going to be heavier in their qualities. So those I would only suggest for really hydration. You wouldn't put that on someone that has more like clearing or acne oily prone skin.
Don't people cook with avocado oil?
Yeah.
That's
and
crazy.
Olive oil. Olive oil is amazing for the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, look at like the Mediterranean.
Oh, totally.
Background. They use that all over their skin. It looks amazing.
So how did you get into this? Like, what made you go, I'm going to get into the oil business? Like, what, you know, or the natural beauty business?
Oh, man. Let's see. We have
loaded question.
We have some time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it started because I had terrible skin.
Okay.
I grew up in Oklahoma and just, no knock to Oklahoma, but was not around, you know, farmers markets and healthy eating, and just had the sad American diet. And I developed cystic acne in my teenage years. And
cystic is like the big,
yes,
deep,
like it hurts.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have the little pimples. Like it was just all over my cheeks, which was really hormonal based, which I then, you know, was able to dig in further in my journey. But, you know, I started off as a makeup artist because I was just looking for a way to make myself feel better. And I was going to the dermatologist and trying every product under the sun, antibiotics, topicals. I mean, you name it. I tried it. I even got to the point where I was doing Accutane.
Same. I did it too.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I'm so sad about that I did it now.
I know. It's a love-hate thing because it cleared my acne, which was amazing. But I've been uncovering for the last, gosh, that's been 15 years ago, you know, different things through my body that
like health issues.
Yeah. Like a lot of digestive issues.
Yep.
Which in some ways has led me to Lemon Lane. I mean, not in some ways, it has, because it started up as a skin issue and then realized it was a lot deeper than that. And so I just, with the makeup artist thing, I just love the beauty industry and how it gave you that confidence that I wasn't finding in other parts of my life. So I wanted to give that to other women. And I did that for a while and through college. And then I graduated in 2008, which was a tricky year to graduate because the job market was not the best because of the recession. And I got this incredible opportunity to start as a buyer at Walmart, of all places, in Bentonville, Arkansas. And honestly, that was my aha moment because I was linked up with the beauty buying team. And they were getting, they had heard a lot about the natural beauty industry. And in some ways, you know, Walmart is ahead of the curve, whether they react in that way or not. Publicly, they always, you know, they have a lot of resources and they know they have their pulse on what's happening. So hearing that information, I just kind of veil lifted, like, what do you mean natural beauty?
I was
like,
honestly, I'm shook that you're saying Walmart knew about natural beauty.
Yes, in 2008. So when I was there that first year, we launched in about 2,000 stores, Burt's Bees, Alba, Avalon, and it was incredible. I mean, it was awesome to be at that point in time so early on and connect. Like, I got to meet with Burt of Burt's Bees himself and, like, be at the early stages of these brands that are really trying to grow into, like, what you see now. And I knew at that point, like, okay, wow, here I am learning and having all these resources on, like, why natural is important and why has no one ever told me this before? Like, why isn't this information out there? And I knew, okay, I wanted to stay in the beauty industry, but I wanted to go about it in a way that felt authentic to me. And that was the natural beauty world. So I moved out to California because that's where
that was
all happening.
Natural beauty.
Not necessarily Arkansas
yeah.
at that point in time. You never know. I lived in San Francisco for about 8 years before moving to Nashville. And there I just was a sponge. I tried to soak up as much as I could. Everything. I worked on the marketing team at Yes to Carrots, which is in Walgreens and Walmart, and really got to see it at like that larger target demographic level. I mean, it's it's the masses that you're messaging to there, which was really interesting. And then fast forward from there, I was at Juice Beauty where I did more product development. So I've kind of seen like a lot of different sides to the industry.
And that makes so much sense how you would start your own business though, because yeah. you've seen all the sides of it.
Right. And ultimately I missed, when I was a makeup artist, I worked at Saks Fifth Avenue and I just missed that in-person connection. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it was lacking so much, especially in being able to walk into a place and trust that what you were buying was good for me. Mm-hmm. And also feeling like I felt too often I'd walk into a beauty store and there were signs and posters of all these things I needed to change about myself and miracle creams and just unrealistic goals that just weren't connecting with me anymore. And I wanted to just like, okay, let's take a literally started on a back of a napkin at a restaurant and just started dreaming up, okay, what would I want the perfect beauty experience to be?
So it's more about embracing your beauty and finding.
Yeah. So I think that so often in the beauty industry, you're told what to do about your skin.
Yeah.
Versus sometimes you really need to connect with yourself and figure out, okay, what's going on with me internally, my stress levels, all this information plays into how your skin looks and feels. So I wanted to create an environment where you could feel comfortable having those conversations and having those tools. And then knowing, you know, when I'm buying a product, this is good for me. I don't have, someone's already done the research on the ingredients because it's a lot to know. I mean, it's a lot to research. So just a safe place where you can have quality products and conversations.
I love what you just said about maybe it's not just about the products that you buy, but like asking yourself, you know, what your goals would be or what you need kind of thing. I think there's such a disconnect lately. This is what I notice, especially on like social media.
Yeah.
You know, everyone's selling something and this is what you need to feel good.
Right.
But it's like beauty is so much more than outward mm-hmm. things. So
it's
like
so
to me,
personal.
Yeah, it's so personal. Inner beauty and outer beauty mm-hmm. is so connected, but there's such a disconnect
totally
right now.
And the customer is just trained that way, unfortunately, mm-hmm. because of the marketing. But like, you know, the most common question we get here is, well, what do you use? What do you love?
And which doesn't matter because they don't have your skin.
Exactly. And wow. Yeah, it may not work for them. So right. I think that's the difficult part is having to retrain the customer to think a little differently. Well, what products do you use? Mm-hmm. What do you love? And I mean, I can tell you all, I can share my whole list,
sure.
but it's really about what you need for your skin. And that's what we're here to do to support you and empower you with information so you make the best choice for yourself.
I was just about to ask you, what current products can't you live without?
We can share those too.
But I do want to know that because I do feel like you are such a research person in this mm-hmm. industry. And what I would love to know the ones that you've tried over and over. You said specifically these are ones you've used for years.
And I do have some tried and trues. And because I test so many products and my skin is sensitive, it doesn't like that. And so I tend to go back to my regular staples if my skin is like, whoa, this is way too much going on. So for me, I always start with the Mother Dirt Cleanser.
Okay.
And this was formulated by MIT scientists, which is really rare in the natural industry because I feel like people still have this thought of the natural being the patchouli and hemp days, you know, and it's very eco, but there's a lot of science coming in, which is really fun to see. And they studied the microbiome layer on the skin. So we have an immune system on the skin. And whenever we use sulfates or any product that really suds up and leaves your skin kind of that squeaky clean feeling, it actually is removing that microbiome.
Wait, so that's a sulfate that does that?
Yes.
You know, I have a sensitivity to sulfates. So
that's
like,
good.
Yeah, I know, but like sulfa, all of those things make me break out in a rash.
It's good you realize that because some people don't connect the dots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty common sensitivity, right?
It's not good. And it's basically your skin is like, whoa, you're stripping a layer of my skin off. Like, don't do that.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, they studied, okay, well, how can we get a cleanser that foams and removes makeup and does all the things it's supposed to do, but doesn't strip your skin? And you hear that term a lot, like it doesn't leave your skin stripped, but it literally, they've done the research that your microbiome is still intact. And it's $15. It's like, I mean, we sell buckets of it. It's just, it's something that every customer just can incorporate into their routine and even add, some people do dual cleansing. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have the sensitive dry combination. So I like to follow it up with a cleansing oil, which is counterintuitive, especially if you're worried about the oil because you think it might leave a film, but it actually just nourishes your skin and helps kind of pull any debris, and especially even blackheads, out of the pores, because the oil kind of draws like out of.
Okay. So you should cleanse. And you said leave a little water on and then put your oil on.
Yep, we do the lemon lane oil. So my oil I use is the hydrating formula, which has marshmallow root. And that's going to really draw moisture into the skin. Mm-hmm. And then I like to add jasmine is one of my favorites. It's like rose. I know you love rose. Jasmine helps with cellular turnover.
Okay.
And I usually throw in frankincense because I have some scarring, unfortunately, from my acne days. And that really helps with that.
Frankincense is the magic oil, I hear.
Yes. It's been around for
Well, obviously,
forever.
Isn't that what Cleopatra used?
Yeah. And pretty sure and Jesus, what, too.
Well, if Jesus does it. but that's it. It's like a little more expensive as an oil, right?
Yes. Some of them, it all is about the yield. So even actually rose is the most expensive. So
of course that's the one I like naturally. As
the
you do.
Whole, like a whole rose bush will make one like ounce of oil.
So it's just harder to get.
Yes. Not 1 ounce. Sorry. Like a few drops. I mean, it's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then, of course, I'm like, can I put rose in everything? I put rose in my armpits every day. Shout out Poetic Pits. Okay, let's talk about natural makeup, though, because we were talking before the podcast, and you have been in that business a long time. Mm-hmm. I love that you're self-taught, by the way. So am I as a makeup artist. Yes. Yeah. How did you, because we're both from before YouTube days.
Kevin Aucoin books.
Same.
Shut up. I mean,
I'm
R.I.P.
I'm obsessed with him.
Yeah. Did you see the documentary?
I have not seen it yet.
Oh, it'll make you. It's.
I'm super attached to him as a human, and I've obviously never met him, but he's from Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
And he seemed like such a kind person from everything I've read.
I know. It's like we know him.
I literally feel like I know him.
That's so funny.
That is so funny.
I could
have
talk to you hours
books.
About it.
Yeah, we can do that after.
I have him back here somewhere, actually.
So you
I
learned
take him around
the old
everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, before YouTube. I now I'm jealous. I'm like, damn, if I would have had that, I would have spent all my time on
me
YouTube.
Me too.
I would have just been
locked in my room. That's probably why it didn't happen for me. But so you taught yourself, and then you've worked as a makeup artist and at other natural makeup companies. We said this. We were like, no, I still struggle. Like when I'm on set, because I talk so much about natural things, people assume I would use natural makeup, and I just don't. It doesn't work for me.
I know. I said it earlier. I was like, it's not quite there, especially for the editorial. Like if you're doing photo shoots, your wedding day.
You need something to last.
Yeah.
The pigments.
Exactly. And even natural makeup has a lot of mineral base, so they are highly reflective. So a lot of times when you're taking photos, it can wash you out because of that. Yeah. So even though if you you have it on and it stays, it's just like this other layer of, it just doesn't look the same on camera.
I just can't ever get the coverage that I would want with a foundation. I can get a really dewy, pretty finish, but especially like for photos, it's just not. Yeah.
And that's why I say we shouldn't all feel the need to, live in this perfect bubble of natural. I don't believe it exists. We're in a modern world. So if you're, 6 days out of the week, you're doing natural beauty for your day to day, and then you're going out at night or you have a photo shoot or you're doing something fun, embrace it. Use, the silicone based products. I mean, they're going to stay on a little longer. And you get that texture that you just can't find with natural, unfortunately, right now. And that's what I say. It's amazing to think about 6 years ago, the options I had were at Whole Foods, and it was like this chalk makeup that you wouldn't want to touch with a 10-foot pole at this point. So it's come a long way. There's so many better formulations. And I think I guarantee in 5 more years, it's going to be at or above the chemical counterparts.
I can't wait. Do you have any favorites?
I love the Lily Lolo mascara.
Okay.
That's a great one. I also love Keir Weiss. She's a makeup artist driven brand, and she uses a lot of natural oils. It gives you kind of that dewy effect.
I love that look.
Yeah. So it's really,
especially for a day to day. That's so
exactly
pretty.
And their cream blushes are amazing. Her color pigments are great.
There's a lip crayon by Juice Beauty that I am obsessed with, and it just adds that slight tint to your lip, but it's so perfect for, going through your days, going to meetings, anything like that.
Yep.
Those are some of my favorites. Let's talk about Lemon Lane a little more as a business, because I love that you're a woman in business, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, what's so fascinating to me about you, and I talked about this on my podcast with Libby Calloway, but you built a business, you built a brick and mortar, which nowadays so much
Everyone
is online.
Like, what are you doing?
Well, because honestly, I've built an online business. Right. So when she was telling me that in the podcast, I thought, wow, like that is bold.
Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
Well, I felt like it was missing. Everyone was so focused on this online landscape, mm-hmm. and it just wasn't inspiring to me. I feel like you can't really differentiate yourself online. It's literally for retail, especially. It's the same every website. It's a white background with product on it and some words next to it.
Yeah,
and it's like I could look at that all day long, but I still want to connect with someone in person. I want to hear the whys and about the brand and how they like to use it, incorporate it. And also, you know, I was working a 9-to-5 job on the computer in Excel spreadsheets, which was so not sexy part of my job, but that's what I did. And I didn't want to go at night or on the weekends and spend more of my precious time online.
Yeah.
And I think there's a need for, especially in the millennial age group, of, you know, getting out and having an experience in person, and connecting people and building a community that I think can really only exist physically, which is human. I mean, that's
right.
A human quality.
How did you make this a destination that people would want to come to?
Yeah, it's been pleasantly surprising. I guess with Lemon Lane, you know, we're here to answer questions and help guide people and be a resource more than anything. And I think our events have done that, which it's funny. It wasn't something that I was like, you know, yeah, you develop this business plan and you have, it's, I should look back on it. I'd probably laugh because
it never goes the way you think it's going to go.
But it wasn't really about the education event side of it. It was more, I was thinking about, of course, about the oil bar and the product selection and the training, which is all very important. But hearing from our customers and being here every day, starting out for the first like 3 months, they had so many questions and people are just hungry for information. A lot of people are not feeling well, mm-hmm. and they have gone through every other resource and they're like, I need an expert that knows their information and can back it up and give me more tools in my toolbox. So with that, I was kind of the in-between of like, okay, well, I have these amazing brands and these practitioners that I know and people that I've referenced in my journey. Like, let's bring them in. Let's bring them into Lemon Lane and create a space where we're asking questions and just sharing this information for free. And that's why I'm very adamant, like, I try to make all my events free or, you know, $5 or $10 a ticket because I want to make sure people can hear this information.
It's accessible.
Yeah.
So what kind of events do you have?
Oh, we've done a little bit of everything. Everything from like yoga classes to a hormonal 101 class, which every time we've done it now a few times. And every time I'm like, why has no one shared this information with me?
I feel like you said we've been messaging about that before. Hormones to me are such a not talked about topic that need to be talked about.
And they play
about.
A role in every part
everything.
Of a woman's, especially a woman's body.
When it's with the food that we eat these days, mm-hmm. it's like everything is so off. I've never actually met a person who hasn't had some sort of imbalance without, you know, knowing it.
And it's complicated. So it takes time. You have to peel back the layers and really devote a lot of research to it. But the whole point is like, we at least need to have that baseline of like, well, what are these hormones actually doing? Like, how are they functioning in my body? And so we shared that information. It's still been one of our most attended and requested mm-hmm. classes because I swear they need to teach it in high school.
Yeah.
or something. And then we also do things like, you know, an adaptogen latte making class or, basically we ask our customers, you know, like, what do you want to have here?
What's an adaptogen? Because I know people are going to be like, oh, what?
Yeah. So the best way I explain it, the simple way is it's like a super food, but herb. So there's herbs like dill, basil, rosemary that we use in culinary cooking every day, which are still great for you and have good benefits. But then there's another class of herbs that have proven to give you even more, like a superfood, like even more antioxidants and vitamins. And what the adaptogens do that is a little more unique than even a superfood is that they adapt to what your body needs. And so that's where it's not straightforward for everyone. Like, you have to kind of see what works for you. So something that is more energizing, like rhodiola, might for you work and like give you more energy, but for me not, because okay. maybe I have too much energy in my system and it actually comes in and kind of like helps you relax and calm down. So it's almost like a thermometer in that way.
Yeah.
If you're hot, it cools you down. If you're too cool, it warms you up.
So you put them in coffee. I only know about them because of Moon Juice, which we mentioned yes. earlier. That's a company yeah. I'm obsessed with, but they make really good smoothies with them and they're in all of their good. Juices. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think just incorporating them in a way that you, a product that you use every day, whether that's coffee or if you, some people even take them in powder form and sprinkle them on salads mm-hmm. or in their salad dressing, just whatever you do every day, that, cause that's the thing, you have to be very consistent with them. I always say try them for 2-3 weeks, go off a week. And usually that week that you go off of it, you notice, wow, I did notice a shift there.
Okay.
I was doing something.
So
it's
basically
subtle.
Their point is to even out your body so that you just feel normal.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
particularly with like the stress and adrenal system.
Yeah.
So anxiety, sleep, things like that.
I'm actually glad you said adrenals too, because that's a huge part mm-hmm. of another natural thing where there's so many people nowadays, I struggle with this, is adrenal fatigue, because
yes.
we just go, 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 go.
For sure.
And our bodies can't keep up.
No.
You know, we pump ourselves with our, I'll put it back on me, pump myself with coffee to like get through the day
right.
and my body can't keep up.
Right.
So a lot of that has caused, it can cause a lot of like skin issues too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I've found.
Yeah. And I was just reading the other day, this article came out about how in one day, the modern human nowadays is exposed to stressors that back 200 years ago, it would take you a month to be exposed
Seriously?
To.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean, just, it's wild. So
no
this
wonder
is happening
we all
for
need
everyone.
Like Xanax all the time, you know?
know. Yeah, or CBD,
right.
or yeah,
it's like that's
or
crazy.
Wine,
right?
So, so much of it to me, and I've been so humbled. Like, there aren't enough products in the world. I feel like it to really see a difference if you're not giving yourself grace and
yeah.
having some space for you to do. Have your me time. And that looks different for everyone. I throw out meditation, which I would roll my eyes at before, but now I'm actually really into
you
it.
Are.
I stuck with it.
I need an app. To keep trying. I go back and forth.
Yeah.
It's a thing for me. I hate it.
Right.
But then when I do it, I love it.
You feel so good after.
Feel so good. It's
you
the
have
same
to just
thing
work
as yoga.
Your way up, like five mm-hmm. minutes, 10 minutes. But that alone, I feel like can shift, and it doesn't cost anything.
Right.
You know, it's just, you have to prioritize that time.
Yeah. The most I ever got was 10 minutes and I felt like I had like ruled the world that day. I actually read your mantra on another interview you did and you said, everything you want is on the other side of fear.
Yes.
Do you still go by that?
Oh yeah.
I love
like,
that.
I have a fear of podcasts. So
you do?
I'm living on the
well,
other
look
side
at
of
you.
It right now.
Oh my gosh. You're thriving.
I don't know about that. We'll see how it goes after this. I've been dreaming up starting a business for so long. My parents were entrepreneurs. My grandpa was. It's in my blood. I just had so much self-doubt and so much imposter syndrome. And, you know, could I really trust myself to do this?
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point I was just so sick of telling myself that I couldn't do it that I was like, I kind of had to give me the F you to myself.
Yeah.
And say
I was
no.
about to say the word, but I'm glad you
I was like,
kept PG.
I just need to do this. Like,
yeah.
if I don't do it, someone else will. And what would I rather live with? I don't want to live with regret. And it's easier said than done for sure.
What are some things you did though, like to put one foot in front of the other?
I think being vulnerable, like that's what it comes down to is like, sharing my concept with people, telling people mm-hmm. what my vision was early on, even before I had anything. I didn't have a lease signed or had any brands on board, just kind of creating that messaging and that story and being really authentic with it. Once I was doing that little by little over time, it just kind of became a snowball effect. And I was like, okay, there's no going back. Like I'm doing this. That's one of my personal proudest moments is looking back, because I never in a million years thought I would have the confidence or belief in myself to kind of put one foot in front of the other and get this going. So it just, you know, don't doubt yourself, I guess, is the message, and
yeah,
break through that fear if you can. And friends and support systems really help with that too.
I just love the idea of thinking everything that you want is just right on the other side. Yeah. You just have to walk through it.
Yeah, you have to be vulnerable, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Don't they say courage isn't the absence of fear, it's having the fear and doing it anyway?
Right.
Or something like that.
No, I love that. Yeah. That's a great one.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have those mantras, because just owning a small business, you can sometimes just go down this tornado of like negativity and like, oh my God, everything's going wrong.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. Like, you know, the fear of competition, and you never have enough money to get you right through whatever you need to do, or, you know, so it's, I try to, actually in the last year, started doing what I call the three P's.
Okay.
So I start in my day with three positives, and I just say them out loud to myself. I was going to have a journal, but I was like, that, I just need to say them out loud.
So three positives of your day, or three positives of anything?
Anything. Just to like get my mind to shift to something where I'm not going down this negative tornado.
That's what happens to me, is, I mean, there can be so much good around me, but the negative, or the one thing that is just like weighing on me, it'll start to snowball. And then before I know it, I'm so far down the road.
Yeah. And why does that happen? Because, I mean, there's 100 positives for every one. I mean, it's,
I don't
our
know.
Brains are messed up.
The positives
up
are in and out, like in ear, right. In one ear, out the other.
Them.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. But you can definitely twist and turn. Mm-hmm. And now look at you. You have this business. You guys just opened a store in Houston,
yes,
you said.
I know.
Where in Houston is that?
It's in the Heights neighborhood, which
I love
looks
that neighborhood.
And feels like, East Nashville,
basically.
Like bungalow homes, like Tree
it's
Line
so
Street.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Cute little restaurant.
And you know your neighbors, and you know, that's kind of what's happened in Nashville, is was so organic in some ways. Like, we really got to know our neighbors in our community. And I think as we grow, it's like, that's what I'm trying to do in more cities.
So do you have plans of opening more stores?
Yeah. Always. I mean, I do, like, I'm a big dreamer in that way. But I think, you know, I want to grow sustainably. I'm not looking to have 1,000 stores across
right.
the country.
Yeah.
You know, I really want to, wherever we go, really connect with people there and bring in, you know, practitioners, share the products, information, and have it still be Lemon Lane. Because when we're not, then I'm like, well, why are we doing this?
Right. What would you say the biggest thing since you opened the doors is that you've learned? Like, what is the biggest lesson?
The positivity thing one is huge. It's just kind of having this long-term outlook. Like, don't get distracted by the small BS. Especially in the beauty industry and wellness industry, there's so much competition and so much noise and so much, like, you know, you compare yourself to. And I guess really any industry and small business owner struggles with that. It's like, oh, I'm never enough, or, oh, we should have done this. And I think just having my blinders on, like, stay focused on why I started, why I'm here, what I'm trying to do, who I'm doing it for, and then let everything else go away. And I think I've really tried hard to do that in the last year more than anything. And I find that it just makes me a better business person, and I enjoy my job a lot better too.
Whew, I feel like I just went to therapy. Thank you. I needed all of that today.
I talk a big game.
You could text me tomorrow and be like, oh, remember what I
today
told you?
Sucked. Yeah.
So day-to-day in this kind of world. Okay, so where can people find you? Because I know you guys, you have the store here in Nashville.
Right?
So if you guys are visiting Nashville, definitely come visit. It's such a good destination.
Yeah, it's
event.
Fun for groups, too.
Totally.
We do a lot of bachelorettes.
Yeah.
And it's something, you know, we do complimentary wine at the Oil Bar, which is fun. But
that's always fun.
You leave with a product, too. So
right.
Yeah.
And the product is so cute. They have these labels that you get to decorate yourself.
Yes.
It's just the whole
experience.
We customize
the inside, so you guys get to customize the outside.
So fun. I love that. And then you're in the Houston Heights. So if you're in Houston,
right?
I'm going to tell my mom to go check you guys out.
Right now, you kind of have to be physically in our presence to experience us. We don't have an online store. Yeah. It's like a restaurant, I guess.
But they can check you out on Instagram, because I actually love following you on Instagram.
We share a lot of information.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I will put all that information in a blog, because I feel like people need to be able to reference it. But yeah, it's really fun. We post a lot of our event recaps, share new products. we highlight other women through a feature called Feel Good First, where we ask them questions about their day to day and they kind of give videos and pictures on what their wellness routine looks like. So
that's cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
So to see different walks of life. Yeah, you also have like little cute little motivations. So
yeah,
it's a good follow. It's at Lemon Lane, right?
At Lemon underscore Lane, LAINE.
Okay, so you guys check out Laura and Lemon Lane and come visit her stores in Nashville and Houston. Thank you for doing this.
Thank you. This is
you
so
did
fun.
It. Podcast yeah, fear done.
I'm over my fear, maybe.
Other side, baby. Thanks for listening. This is Kelly Henderson, and you've been listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast. I truly believe that every one of us has a little velvet and a little edge. So it's so important to remember that to be strong, you must be soft too. Thank you so much for sharing in those stories with me. You can follow Velvet's Edge on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as velvetsedge.com. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join me every Wednesday for more conversations on lifestyle, beauty, and relationships. Thanks for listening.